Observations column, titled Righteous Judgments, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. As I write this, today is Friday, February 9th. When looking at the opening lines of Revelation 19, we read of John hearing the praises of many people in heaven, a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power, unto the Lord our God. Of the many voices that John has heard during this revelation given to him by the Lord, John is differentiating one voice from another, and from a multitude of voices and God's thundering voice when he speaks. Whether studying his word, or just living my life, what voices am I hearing? Who have I been listening to? And if it's God, have I been paying close attention? This morning, I met two nice young men, one who made a remark to his friend, referring to the 7 days of creation. And he made mention of attending denominational grammar school. Clearly, he had not read that there were just 6 days of creation, for God rested the seventh day. I knew what he meant, but he got it wrong. He and his friend were using religious words as they did their work around church. Shalom every time they went in and out of the building. They were aware of my presence, maybe they wanted to impress me with their respectfulness in a house of worship, I don't know. But who had they been listening to? What have they been reading? It wasn't God's voice, and it wasn't the Bible they had been reading, yet they seemed comfortable speaking to each other, in front of me. They also spoke of Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and neither of them liked beer or alcohol, bless them, and neither of them smoked, two thumbs up. Their conversation revealed they had both had some church teachings, but they were not biblical teachings. They finished their work and left the church with a sincere shalom. I invited them to come back on a Sunday. And then they were gone. I was surprised that I did not hear a namaste, the traditional Hindu greeting, or goodbye. From Genesis 3 verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. It's interesting to note that the serpent came from the field into the garden. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.